The Drop with Frank and Brian is officially brought to you by Switch Suspension. Switch Suspension specializes in all vehicle chassis components. Lift kits, lowering kits, air ride suspension, wheels, tires, steering, and brake upgrades. They use all the best products from the best brands. And these guys are truck guys. You roll into their parking lot at the shop and they all drive custom vehicles. So they use their products that they sell on their own vehicles. So if you guys are looking for anything for your vehicles, whether you're just starting out or you just need some replacement parts or whatever, give them a call or visit their website, switchsuspension.com.
This is much more comfortable.
Yeah.
Not that I don't enjoy your company.
I like the in-person one. Especially last weekends when we had the table set up like that.
Yeah. No, it's fine. And I'm not saying I don't enjoy your company. I'm just very comfortable like this.
Whatever.
It's okay. We're back. We're back in our respective areas.
Yeah, get ready though, because we need to do some guest episodes.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that too, because I was thinking about last year, you know, how we were in the middle of it and we did, you know, Cali Boy and like Oro and all those good ones. We definitely need to do some more.
Yeah.
Who do you got in mind?
I got a whole list, man.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Just knock them out, man. Enjoy those ones.
Where's your list of guests?
It's in my book, but I don't have any notes for today, so
no,
but I got them all. I got a lot of stuff to talk about, but no notes.
All right. I'm ready.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, we're going to talk about our last weekend. Cause the last episode you were here, we were headed to the Mini Truck Revival Showcase and we did that. We headed out there Sunday. But you know what was like, we didn't really talk. I think it was because we were just going to that show and I hadn't been back yet. How kind of neat is it that we were in Missouri the weekend before doing a show and then all the way in Los Angeles doing the next show? That's pretty cool. Like I didn't, you know, as I'm like in the mix of it, like I really didn't like think about it or anything, but now kind of reflecting on it. That was pretty neat.
Yeah, next year is going to be interesting because I want to go to, obviously, Mini Truck Showcase again. I want to go to Freaktoberfest, and I want to go to Last Resort.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting one.
I'm thinking, like, how are those going to line up? Because if it's 3 weekends in a row, it'll be rough, but, I mean, definitely doable.
You know, in my opinion, perfect scenario is Freaktoberfest. We go up there. Then from there, we can head out to Last Resort and then just get all that long driving out of the way. And then the last one, Mini Truck Showcase.
I almost feel if it was Freaktoberfest, then Mini Truck Showcase. And
I mean, that would make more sense to do this.
Not even geographically, because I would come home. I wouldn't stay out there.
Right.
Because it's literally just a 5-hour drive for me. Mm-hmm. But you have a 2-week break in the middle of long travel. Instead of back-to-back long travel, because then I think we would just be wiped out for Mini Truck Showcase.
No, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
You were already wiped out for Mini
Truck Showcase. I was already wiped. I was pretty tired, dude.
I was like looking around. I was like, why is Frank so tired?
Well, okay, so a couple reasons. One, I was so excited to get to that show that the night before I'm laying there, I'm like, okay, I can't wait. This is going to be so much fun. You know, can't wait to take the truck and everything. And I'm laying there, and it's like 2 o'clock in the morning, and we got to be up by 4:30. And I was like, No, it was like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And I was like, So yeah, it was just like lack of sleep. It was just like, I got too excited.
That reminds me, I need to buy a new chair.
Yeah, me too. Like I've needed a new chair for a while.
Yeah.
My chair's kind of busted.
Angie took my chair though. She said she's going to try to.
Oh, that chair. I thought you were talking about the chair you're sitting in.
No. This is a brand new chair.
Yeah, no, because that one broke. Man, we're like, I know me and Angie are just hard on our chairs. I mean, we're busting them out every weekend. We're softballing.
Well, I think those chairs can only last for so long.
The thing is, they're meant for somebody who like uses them occasionally, you know?
Yeah.
We're busting them out every single weekend.
Yeah. So if yours, so mine will last twice as long as yours. Mine's lasted since late 2020.
Yeah. No, yours has lasted a while.
But I don't use mine every weekend like you guys do.
Mm-hmm. And we're slamming them down.
Yeah, you guys are. You're always in a rush to do stuff.
Like, yeah, we're always heavy-handed.
The chair is the last thing you're thinking of,
right?
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like
chucking them.
Yeah. So, but that, like, where that chair broke was on a little popper of it. And I'm like, man, I want to find a chair that's just, it's all nuts and bolts, like the Easy Up, where if something breaks, I can put a new nut and bolt in it.
I'm gonna fix that chair. I'm gonna drill out the rivet and put a bolt in it.
Are you?
Yeah, I've actually done it before a bunch of times.
Oh, okay. That'll work.
It just basically needs a bolt that has like a longer collar on it and a little thread, and then and then off.
Because most of that chair is nuts and bolts, and then they put that rivet there. I'm just like, come on, give me quality.
Give us something that I like that too. I like rebuilding things. Yeah. Rebuilding something feels very like accomplished. You know,
that's my entire Nissan Titan.
Yeah. No, it is.
It is literally like rebuilding it to keep it going.
Yeah.
It's almost like, speaking of.
What do you got?
I'm putting that on it today.
Oh, that's a new bag for the back?
That's a new airbag, yeah.
Nice.
Shout out to Airlift who sent me two of these.
Oh, cool. So now you have an extra.
I only needed one. Yeah, the guy was like, yeah, I'm going to send you two. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's cool because that truck needs it. So did you look any further into the rearching the leaf springs on it?
Not cost wise. There's this place here that'll do it, or they'll just build me a new spring pack.
Oh,
and
that kind of makes more sense.
Yeah, I mean, either way, this because you can de-arch springs and re-arch springs. It's not a big deal, but the airbags will be fine. Yeah. I just need to adjust where it's bolted to the top because that's what messed this one up.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with the leaf spring part. That's the airbag part, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that reminds me. Yeah, we used to do that all the time with leaf springs back in the day. I just remember that, de-arching.
Yeah, Max Springs. Go down to Max Springs and have them de-arch the spring so they don't break.
Yeah, when you knock all the packs out of them.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Instead of running a mono leaf, you just take your spring pack, you take the load leaf out, and then you de-arch your springs, and then you don't have to worry about them breaking.
Oh, I never used to do that. I used to just bust them out. Run them on a mono leaf. Angie had a truck. I mean, this is a long time ago. Angie had a truck. It was a Mazda, and it was on hydros on mono leaf. And it would be like almost like a scheduled maintenance thing. She'd come pulling up to the house, just dragging a leaf spring.
Yo, yeah.
She's like, oh, it's time. And I was like, okay. And then it's time to just take it out, buzz out some more leaf springs, and put another mono back in it.
I know, but imagine doing that now. Like the stuff that we put up with back then now. Like imagine if your 4Runner just kept breaking.
Oh, I know.
You'd be like, this is stupid.
It is. Like
the things that we put up with when we were younger.
The things we put up with when we were younger, and also, and I'm not going to put anybody on blast, but I do see it out there when someone like either like an Instagram or in person at a show, they air it up and it's got like a lot of bounce on the front. You're like, come on, man.
Shocks.
Don't do that. Don't be like
put
that.
Shocks. Put shocks.
Just put shocks on it. Don't be like that. Oh, maturity.
Yeah.
But speaking of
maturity.
Yeah. Well. Hold on. No, I'm never mature. I'm still a young idiot. But anyway.
Young. You might think you're the young idiot, but let me let you know you're not.
I like half of the reason because like I called you or I texted you this morning. Be like, hey man, you know, could we maybe do this Thursday or Friday? So I'm going to the chiropractor today to get adjusted and everything. But before that, I pulled a neck muscle, so I have to turn like this right now.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Just falling apart.
Like going to that mini truck showcase just solidified that you had literally two crowds there.
Mm-hmm.
You had your old crowd, you know, which was like the Toys R Us, the Flo-Hos, us, and then you had your young crowd.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was just like we are the old crowd now.
Oh yeah, I don't deny that.
Yeah, it got me thinking like, okay, how do we like not like get into the young crowd thing, but like how do we connect with them without trying to like connect like looking stupid? Because like a lot of times when older guys try to connect with young guys, it just doesn't vibe. They look at you weird or whatever. But like having a couple of those guys on the podcast just to try to like
Yeah, well, yeah. Oh, that, bring, yeah, that's what you meant. That's what you brought up, that idea. Yeah.
Yeah, like bring the two worlds together.
Yeah, I think that, yeah, I think that's a great idea. I don't think it's necessarily like, well, I'm a different case scenario just because I am who I am. But like, I don't think we have to like act like them, but we just coexist with them. And then like, they see what we're doing and we see what they're doing. Like, I've noticed over the past few years, and I don't know if this is like any influence, but it's an influence from our scene is the best way to put it, from our scene. Like, I notice a lot more of those dudes are bagging their trucks, doing body drops and stuff. They're like really starting to like explore.
Which ones did you see there? Because I didn't see any of those.
Oh, now you're gonna put me on the spot.
Yeah, I literally saw the same bagged and body drop trucks as I did last year there.
Oh well, I know there are a few of them who are bagging their trucks and stuff like that. I know there are a few, but what I'm saying is like, you know, I think what we do kind of inspires them, but also like I'm being inspired by them myself, like to see them do those crazy motor swaps and stuff. Like,
well, I think, and that's what I was trying to say is like, we think we're superior sometimes to them because we're bagged and body dropped.
Nah, that's true.
Our scene can look not down on them, but we could be like, oh, that's cute. You're almost there.
Mm-hmm.
When in fact they're already there. That's what they like to do.
Mm-hmm.
So like, that's how you were saying, like seeing all those motor swaps and stuff, like they're done with those trucks.
Yeah.
They're not, it's not like they're like, cause, I catch myself doing this all the time. Someone will talk to me and I think they're asking me for advice, or I think they're like doing whatever. And I'm like, oh no, you're already doing what you're not asking. You're just talking to me.
Yeah.
And since I've been doing this for so long, sometimes I think like, not better than someone, but like I'm already bagged and body dropped, or mm-hmm. I'm already doing this when that's not what they want to do. They're just asking questions.
Yeah.
Cause, you know,
well, I mean, and some do want to get into the bag and body drop thing. Me and Vic were kind of walking around checking out different things. And, like he was, did you see that, that silver standard cab Tacoma that was right outside? It had like a safari.
Oh, the K-swapped one?
Yeah, the K-swapped one. Like he's like, yeah, check, we were talking about that. And he's like, check this out. And I realized like, he's like, well, what do you think? And I'm like, I actually don't know what I'm looking at. You know, like I don't know much about that world, about the motor swaps and these different types of motors. And then, you know, once he explained it to me, it's like, oh yeah, okay, that's a Honda motor in a Tacoma. But yeah. You know, but that what I'm saying is that lends a lot to us. That's what we're talking about. That like kind of like not meeting in the middle, but kind of like melding and kind of mm-hmm. like understanding each other and like learning different things. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm getting excited about those trucks.
Yeah. Yeah. And I honestly think like they understand the bag and body drop thing, but they just don't.
They don't think of it as a necessity.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. it. Right. They don't choose to do that. Right. And we have to be careful because we can be like, oh, that's like, you're almost, like I said, like you're almost there, like you're treating it like, oh, and that's kind of how I was at the beginning with seeing all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I like expect, cause you see mini truck clubs, mini truckers, and you expect them to like, oh, I can't afford the bag and body drop yet, but I'm going to get there.
Right.
And it's like, those guys aren't doing that.
Like, yeah, they're just like, doing, this is it.
Coilovers, good coilover suspension, good motor swaps, just clean, you know, clean engine bays and all that stuff. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I have to like kind of change my way of thinking a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and I think that's healthy. I think that's healthy for growth. And because we always talk about like, where's this thing going to go? Where's this scene going to go? Like, who's the new people coming in? Those are those guys.
And remember like when growing up we had the hot rodders and they would kind of balk at us a little bit.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We can't balk at people.
Oh, mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We can't be like, oh, that's dumb, or why would you do that?
That was dumb. I just
no, I'm not saying that we're saying that.
Oh, I
I'm
see.
Just
you
I'm
can't
not saying
say that
this is what yeah, exactly. I'm mm-hmm. saying we as the older generation
right.
can't balk at something that we aren't doing or that we're not striving to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we're probably never going to build something like that. That, but that doesn't mean that it's not cool.
Oh yeah, for sure.
That's kind of what I'm saying.
Yeah, and you know, Vic has existed in that world for a long time, and you know, we're kind of like he's trying to bring in like new different kind of builds, like 90 style or like you know our style, and hit the style that he's used to, and like we kind of need to do the same thing ourselves. Like we need to turn that like the forbidden, not turn the forbidden show, but oh, like really kind of like. Open it up to those guys and say, hey,
figure out how to invite them in.
Yeah. And you know what? That makes a really good point for like, we're always talking about this, like, you know, we have the grass, which is like full show trucks and stuff like that. But what can we offer in the parking lot sense or how can we make that experience better? What about if it's filled with static drop motor swapped mini trucks?
Well, I told Vic that I want to see if he's interested in
doing a Mini Truck Revival booth and bringing as many of those trucks as he wants up there and putting them like down a line in his booth, and just kind of like getting someone there, getting them to the obby, they could be like, oh, this is cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so.
And then also the it's just taking those two worlds and just like kind of melding them together. Yeah.
Exactly.
No, that's a great way to look at it. Yeah, the whole show is great. One thing that I also realized when I got home is just how much my 4Runner does well. Like I got home, I put it away, and I kind of had like this sense of like thinking back, like that truck never lets me down. Yeah. Like I always like that truck can sit for months just on a tender, just chilling. And then and kind of to go back to like how I am personally and like me and Angie are personally, like we're always like rush, 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 grabbing chairs, throwing them in. Like with that truck, I just get in that thing, start it, and I just go.
Yeah.
Just because that's what, you know, the mode I'm in. And yeah, that truck, like I started right up. It drove down there, no problem. Drove back, no problem. Now that I got the gas tank, the gas situation is officially fixed.
Yeah.
It's 100% fixed. Yeah. It's not a worry anymore. And it just kind of popped in my head how like, I really like this truck.
So does it ever make you like, do you want to like, what's next for it? Like
the interior. Cause
if you look at like that truck, you've had it for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And some people build a lot of trucks over a short period of time, but then there's not a lot of people that actually do what you do, which is like, you've had this truck for a long time. Like, is there like, what do you crave to do different to it? Like, do you ever crave to do different wheels? Do you ever crave, like, what do you do?
The interior. Like I think once I get that interior dialed, I'll be like pretty satisfied with it. And you know, I honestly crave to do something different. Like let's say the interior was done, I'm actually pretty content with everything. Like just kind of like having it and maintaining it and keeping it nice, you know?
Yeah.
Like it kind of, without getting into the whole like topic about it, it's like when people buy already built trucks.
Yeah.
You know, some people are like, oh, I want to change the paint, or, you know, like I just want to enjoy it. Like if I had a very well-known truck, like my example is always the Tundra, the Blue Tundra that Joel built back in the day. Like if I had that truck, I would just have it. And I would just like make it nice and keep it nice and then just use it, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't really crave to do anything else to it other than just make it nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a feeling, and I had this conversation with Carl yesterday, that when I get done with the Tacoma, I'm not going to want it. I have this cause like I don't know if I'm going to enjoy driving it. It's not going to be a daily, you know what I mean? Like, so I'm going to get it done, take it to a couple of shows, and I'm going to go, okay, I'm accomplished. I want to do something else.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to keep the same thing forever. You know what I mean? Like, even wheels, like I want a couple different sets of wheels for it if I keep it for a while, just cause it changes up the look.
Yeah.
Cause I feel like, I don't know that, like, I think I know that's how I'm going to be.
You know what I mean?
It's not that I'm going to be like content or whatever. Like I don't want like a million projects at once.
Mm-hmm. You just want to keep evolving and moving forward. That's your mindset.
I feel like having different things. Mm-hmm. Like if I have the same thing, it's the same experience every single time.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, I want to drive something different. I want to drive something that's faster or slower or lower or higher or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So like, I just feel like I have this sneaking suspicion that I'm going to get it done and go,
okay,
All right, what's next?
Yeah. Well, you know? I mean, and that's really just the state of mind that you've been in for the last few years, starting with the hard body build, you know, moving into the Tacoma build and your OBS and even the Maverick. Like you've gotten to the point where you just like creating things and like making things.
Yeah,
I'm sort of the opposite. I spent a lot of years of my life doing that, having a bunch of different things and, you know, just kind of bouncing around, never really being invested in one thing. And, you know, now I am. Now I'm pretty comfortable just being invested in this one thing. You know, I've had that truck now. I got it in 2012. So whatever that is.
12 years.
12 years. Has been 12? Yeah, 12 years. So I've had that truck for 12 years. And, you know, it does do it a little bit of injustice that it's still not finished, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it does do it a bit of injustice that, like, it should be finished and and proper and everything like that. So
yeah,
I'm gonna.
Yeah, but we talked about that. You had that hiccup with the gas. So like that gas, like that would have been
the interior.
Mike.
Yeah,
yeah. Kind of goes back to like what we were talking about. Like make sure, you know, not all of us have $100,000 to build a truck. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So if you're on a budget, like you got to make sure the work that you're getting done, mm-hmm. it, like things work.
Yeah,
you know, and if they don't work, make them work, you mm-hmm. know, like how the gas situation was with yours. You're just like, you kind of put it off for a while because it worked, but it didn't work well.
Right.
You know,
and that's what we always talk about. We always talk about taking out it's the least path of resistance to mm-hmm. enjoyment. And that was a huge hurdle. Like yeah. I'd be like, I don't want to freaking put gas in that thing. It's a big old pain, you know, but now like, hey, 4 a.m. or 5 a.m. roll out, slap gas in it and get going, you know?
Yep. So.
And that's, but I'm also taking the maturity that I have now in that is, and I'm kind of like really kind of like focused on it the past few months. If you've noticed, like, you know, changing the caps and doing is I am taking the time to what's the right word? Like, have pride in it. Like
yeah,
really no, represent that. With yeah, it. Yeah, you know yeah, what yeah. I mean? Cause yeah. it kind of hit home when you were like, hey, you know, this is like a representation of you in this club. Like you can't expect everybody else to like represent and then you don't. So yeah, that really resonated with me. I'm all, yeah, you're right. And the joke is like, you know, our friend Matt Stone, like, you know, he was telling me be a better member, which he was completely joking, you know, but there is some truth to that. And I'm like, kind of like finally understanding that. Mm-hmm. And then it actually goes way back to the beginning of messing with this truck. I remember very distinctly, and again, different mindset, different attitudes or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I remember being at Summer Madness before it was painted. It was bagged before it was painted. And, you know, we were drinking and I had beer cans all over the top of it. And like, you know, I didn't think it was cool, but I was okay with that, you know. Yeah. But now looking back at it, like, oh yeah, that's probably not the right attitude to have towards it, you know?
Yeah. Well, so. we change as we get older. I mean,
that was 10 years ago.
Yeah. I remember my house, we had beer, like alcohol bottles all over the top. We had beer, bottle caps in the ceiling and all that yeah. stuff. And I look back now, I'd be like, that's disgusting. what a idiot. You know what I mean? But yeah. back then I'm like, this is amazing. This yeah. is how I want my house forever.
Yeah.
No one's, you know what I mean? So yeah, it's just, yeah, it is one of those things. It is a pride thing. You worked hard to do that. Mm-hmm. So when you go out, you have this logo on that represents not just you.
Mm-hmm. It's like an entire group of people.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an entire group of people. So like, when you have like, when you stand back and you look at your vehicle and you have that logo on your vehicle, it doesn't have to be perfect. Like when your truck was just bagged with no paint, it still looked cool. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But then if it was like, there was like trash in the floor or like wires hanging out everywhere, it's like, okay, that's a different story. Yeah. But everything's, if you can do nice things to not nice things.
Yeah. Yeah. What, yeah. You don't have to have like a bunch of money or just pride.
My Tacoma's not going to be some wire tucked crazy all show truck either. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just, you're going to pop the hood and you're going to go, oh, it's just a Tacoma motor, but it'll be clean.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah, I'm definitely taking that mentality towards that thing lately. But yeah, so back to the show. We roll out super early. We get down there.
Well, first the insurance. Remember, we were going to get into the insurance last week, but we kind of wanted to start at the very beginning of this. Yes,
okay, so let's start there.
Let's talk about scammy ass insurance
companies. Oh, my God. I could go on.
That could be an episode.
That could be a whole. I actually really would. I would really like to sit down with Ryan. Ryan Anderson, he's in he's in Relax, and he's helped us through some insurance things, and he helped me with insurance on the 4Runner, and I would really love to sit down with him, and because I honestly don't think, like me included, I don't think I fully understand how insurance works. Like what yeah, I mean, all those numbers.
We understand the basics,
yeah,
right?
Like the basics, like of course, like, yeah, like the, like, liability and comprehensive and collision. Like, actually, no, to be completely honest with you, I just learned the difference between comprehension and collision. I didn't know. After, like, you know, I'm gonna put myself on blast, you just kind of do it. You're just like, the people say like, oh, you need insurance. They're like, okay, so you go get insurance, and then you kind of like are trusting these guys to have you yeah. covered and stuff. Yeah. You just put a lot of trust into them, and it's not until you kind of like start dissecting it, you're like, wait a minute, I don't think these guys have my best interest in mind.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, like, I would really love to sit down with him and just be like, number one, just say like, hey man, explain to me what insurance is. Because who knows, maybe someone listening will be like, hold on, that's not exactly what I thought it was at all. Anyway, so my insurance renewal came up this year, and I was like, man, I'm going to be proactive. I'm going to be responsible, and I'm going to try to get the best deal that I can on insurance instead of just blindly paying these guys.
I did the same thing around 5 years ago. We're about 5 years apart in age. And I did the same thing. I just didn't give a shit before. I was just like,
that's what I'm saying.
Whatever. And then you start to think, and I wish I would have done this in my 20s.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah.
Like all of this stuff. So if anyone's listening and you're in your 20s, stop.
Yeah.
And just kind of like take it all in and just like takes a few extra steps, because it will be so nice when you're in your 40s and you already have it figured out.
Yeah. No, for sure. So yeah, so like I'm gonna be, you know, a little more responsible, like really, really get into this. It opened up a whole freaking can of worms. I mean, I've spent the last like few months like dealing. So, and I won't get into like the really nuts and bolts of it all, just kind of like an overall thing. So I had AAA. I've had AAA for like forever, like the entire time I've had AAA. And so again, they just send me a bill, and I go like, okay, cool, and I pay it, and then I have insurance, I guess. So this time I said, no, I'm not going to do that. So it all started, the frustration through the whole thing was taking cars off. And then I said, okay, so if I take this car off, how much would the premium be? They're like, well, we can't tell you that. I'm like, why not? They're like, well, there's factors. Like, and that sets the tone for this whole thing. Yeah. And so, you know, so I contact Ryan. He helps me out. He kind of sets me on the path to go a couple different ways. And to get the Tundra taken care of, and my other car taken care of, and the 4Runner taken care of. Well, the 4Runner, I decided to go through Grundy Insurance, which is a collector car insurance, which is great. Like the numbers all look good. The coverage looked good. Well, the one hiccup was they wouldn't bind the policy because of the fires. So we had two fires here locally. And if you were to draw a straight line from where I am to the fire, it's under like 20 miles. Or less than that. And that's how they do it. They're like, okay, well, you're within 20 miles of this fire. We're not going to bind it, because what about if we bind it and your truck burns down?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, in reality, those fires are up in the mountains, way deep. It would literally have to burn down an entire city to get to my 4Runner to burn it down. But I get it. You know,
that's they work in absolutes, basically.
Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what they work in. And so, like, a couple weeks ago, put myself on blast again. So Ryan set it all up, and I said, okay, cool, I'll get to that. Got busy, didn't get to it for about a week, and then that's when those fires started. So I actually could have had it done had I done it right away, but I digress. So 2 weeks before the show, like, I'm contacting Ryan. I'm like, hey, you know, I really want to get this thing insured and blah, blah, blah. And he's all, hey, look, they just won't do it until these fires. What the big problem was, the California put in a state of emergency on the fires. Yeah. And until state emergencies are lifted, they can't do anything. So I'm emailing him like every day, even when we were on the trip to Missouri. I was telling you, I'm like emailing him and trying. He's like, as soon as they tell me I could do it, I'll do it. And then, so it got to the point where I was like, man, I'm going to have to start thinking of like plan B here. And is the plan B just going back down to AAA and like saying, okay, can you please insure this vehicle again? But luckily, so we got back from Missouri. I got back to my house Monday afternoon. Tuesday morning, I was ready to go. So I was like,
yeah.
So I just barely made it for the weekend to take the drive.
Plan C would be riding dirty like Eric. Just no, dude, nothing.
I wish I could live Eric's life.
You got too much anxiety.
I know. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I'd be so scared. Imagine how I am just normally, but now I have this like my truck not.
You would just run into things just to make it happen because you're too worried about making it happen. It's just like when you're standing next to a cliff and you're like, you just jump off.
Yeah, it's like intrusive thoughts.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to run this thing into the wall. It's going to happen anyway, obviously.
Yeah.
But so I got it insured and got it ready for the weekend. So then you came out. Tony came out. That was really cool. Mm-hmm. Tony from the club from Indiana.
Tony and Tiffany.
He came out to drop off a super secret squirrel project.
Yep.
And so he was out. We hung out with him. That was awesome. And then we got up super early Sunday and headed down.
Yeah, down to.
It was early. I think so. In talking to Ben, he came out and stayed down in the Long Beach area, and a lot of those truck guys were down there just doing, were cruising around.
Oh, really? Oh, cool.
Filming and just all this stuff. So I'm just like, all right, well, next year I want to go down there and like stay down there somewhere.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And because that way we'd still have to wake up early, but not as early.
Yeah.
And well, I guess we want to talk to Vic about being outside next year.
I was going to say, I'm going to, so like, I was going to wait till the end till we like butterflies and puppy dogs, but I have a complaint.
Vic. Yeah, so it's the same complaint I have.
Yeah. We both have the same complaint, and we're always, I think people may think of us as always just like sunshine all the time. Everything's great. But the music inside, it was pretty aggressive.
It was loud. And I kept asking people, am I old or is this loud? Like what is the two? You
know, everybody said it was pretty
and everyone
loud.
It was really loud. Mm-hmm. And they did turn it down. But yeah, outside would be nice just because you have the view of the bridge. You're kind of like in the mix a little bit more.
Yeah.
The inside is awesome. Mm-hmm. But I think as a vendor, we're kind of stuck inside.
Yeah, I enjoyed the experience was good, but yeah, I'd rather be outside because one, we're kind of like, we're adapted to that. Like we're used to that. Like it was nice being inside, but we're just so used to being outside. Like it probably wouldn't have made a big, huge difference.
Yeah.
And like all the rest of the vendors were set up outside. It probably would have made more sense to have all the vendors out
more,
there.
And more, they could have fit two more trucks.
And that's what I'm saying. Yeah. They could have fit a couple more vehicles in there and gave someone else, a couple more people, the opportunity to have that. Yeah. Even me, like having my truck in there, like I would be super cool with my truck sitting outside next to the booth. Yeah. Like it wasn't even me like, oh, I got to have my truck inside. Like, nah, dude, like. If you this Vic and forgive me, what's the Japanese Motor Union guy's name?
I have no
Maurice.
Idea.
Maurice?
Okay. Nope. I don't know.
You don't know? I think it's Maurice.
Nope. I just know what he looks like.
Okay. Maybe it's not Maurice. I don't know. Sorry. I'm pretty sure that dude does not listen to this podcast.
No.
But anyway, so because it was like just to kind of like fill people in on that. So this was the Mini Truck Revival Showcase, but it was also kind of like a collaborative effort between Mini Truck Revival and Japanese Vintage Motor Union.
Vintage Japanese or Japanese Vintage. And they have a shop on that street.
Yeah.
And it's like a bay door. I didn't walk up the stairs and into
I did not either. But I've seen plenty of videos about it. It's really cool. They have this spot on it. So that street is called Anderson Street. I guess that's a thing. But so his shop is, he's got this really cool bay door, like with windows in it. You walk in and he has like a kind of like a showroom where he parks. You can park a vehicle or two in there. Then you walk upstairs and he's got a whole retail shop up there. And his thing is like he has his own brand, but he also brings in other brands. He sells parts like either like vintage parts or hard to find parts or remanufactured parts. So he does that too. It's just that whole block is so cool. Like
did you go to the other thing on the other side with the guy that makes the pins?
Yeah, with a hard body.
Yeah,
his shop was super clean, and then the other guy's shop was super clean too. But this that guy's shop was like extra clean.
Like, yeah, and then what I didn't know is because I was looking at all my drone footage and I was just like looking. Going real slow and seeing all the projects that they were building down there.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like, because they're doing a bunch of stuff under the bridge. I don't know exactly what they're doing, but all this construction. And then there's a huge, that parking lot that's behind the thing. That's all a big, huge movie studio. They own 48 acres.
Oh, wow.
That parking lot and then a bunch of studios behind that.
Oh.
And so I was like looking into that and then just kind of whatever. And then I noticed that the barracks
was on the corner.
Was on the corner right there.
Yeah, I didn't
they
know
were
that
obviously
either.
Weren't open, but I was like, "Oh, that's freaking cool,"
mm-hmm.
you know. And then the Mongols have their clubhouse right there. The Highland Park chapter of the Mongols Motorcycle Club was out there, and they were asserting dominance.
Yeah, that's one way to put it.
Yeah,
marking their territory.
It was their street, and they were good with that. But no, everything was really cool. They were out there doing hot dogs and hamburgers. Mm-hmm. Raising money for their club, you know, obviously in their spot. And the guy was telling me that they're building the clubhouse, the main clubhouse, Southern California clubhouse around the corner.
Oh, that's going to be like the Southern California
main hub.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting. Wow. Yeah they're going to own that whole freaking thing.
Yeah, but, them and the Japanese Motor Union guys. So it's just like, it's all automotive stuff.
Yeah, it's really cool. And it's definitely creating a culture down there. you know? Also, did you see, just to quickly talk about it, like when we left and we went around the corner and we passed the that new clubhouse thing, did you see the big whatever, the painting? Did you see that cartoon painting?
I didn't notice the one.
So there was this big, like, Mr. Cartoon kind of like campaign that he did a bunch of stuff. Well, that was the painting that was in the background, because I can't say that word correctly. But that mural. whole thing, that little pocket down there, I mean, it is the arts district, you know, but it is definitely creating like a culture, because we've talked about that guy, Magnus Walker. I keep on bringing him up and his collection of Porsches. He's in that area too. He's like two streets over. So there's this whole like automotive culture being created right there, which makes perfect sense, because on the other side of 6th Street Bridge right there is Whittier Boulevard. One of the most, you know, famous cruising boulevards in the world, you know.
And the Arts District is actually on the other side of the river.
Oh, it is?
Like the where we were.
Where we were, like, on the east side of the river.
We were on the east side. The Arts District's on the west side.
Oh, okay. I see.
So, like, between 6th Street and 7th Street.
I see.
So, like, but we were still kind of in that area. Mm-hmm. Like,
I just had that whole thing. There, right there, like, where we came in underneath the bridge where all that construction is going on. I don't know if you've ever heard me talk about a band called Dead City Punks.
Mm-mm.
So there's a band called Dead City Punks, and they're rowdy. They throw these wild, they do pop-up shows. So
is that the one that was on Channel 5?
Yeah, that's the exact same dudes. They did that one that was on the news, was actually under the 5 and 110, kind of closer to like Dodger Stadium. But they also did one under there right before the bridge officially opened. They threw a show down there. And they do these shows where like they don't like plan it or anything or announce it. They just say, hey, we're going to have a show this day. We don't know where it is. And then like 2 hours before the show, they're like, okay, this is the address. And thousands of people show up and it gets rowdy. There's stuff on fire. It's freaking rowdy. So if you're listening, Google Dead City Punks. And you'll see like their wild shows. Like I really want to go to one, but I'm scared.
yeah.
It looks a little intimidating.
You're like, just from the outside, you're like,
oh, cool. I would love.
I said I went.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go home now.
I'm just sitting in my car, just like with the window cracked, like looking. But that whole, like I said, that whole area is just really saturated with automotive culture. And it's great. And that is my, like, I think people already know that that's my thing. Like, we're sitting there underneath the 6th Street Bridge, downtown LA, mini trucks, graffiti. Like, it's just like, I was talking to Eric from the club. I was like, you know how some people say like, oh, you know, I love being in nature and connecting. I said, I like this. I like dirty, grimy stuff like this.
Yeah.
And it's just how I am. But
yeah. I wonder how long it's going to be dirty and grimy for, because once they get all that stuff fixed up under the bridge, like that area that was kind of trashy right there. Because I don't know if you've ever been, like, I know you have, but like where the Arts District is, like the main part of the
Arts District. I've actually never really messed around down there.
Okay. It's not dirty and grimy.
Oh, it's nice.
No. Yes. So is that area going to go from dirty and grimy to they're just going to polish it all up?
Could be. That's the way it goes sometimes.
Yeah.
Eric also made a comment that was pretty funny. He's all like, because I was telling him how I felt about that. And he's like, yeah, he's like, you know, it's so funny. I just saw these like two people, like you could tell they weren't a part of the show. They just sort of like stumbled in here and they were like walking around like,
was it the black guy?
No. It was someone else.
This was towards the end of the day. Did you see that guy?
Yeah, yeah, that guy was interesting.
And stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. No. If you want to get specific, these were a couple white people kind of made their way down there. And, Eric was just like, yeah, they're like taking pictures of all the graffiti and stuff like it's an art installation. And he's like, they don't understand what any of that means. And I was like,
yeah,
it's just, it's pretty crazy. But yeah, that's just the way things go. Like that will probably end up being like that. I made the comment that when I was a kid, I used to have family that lived in West LA off of Fairfax and we used to go visit them. Well, one day we're driving down the 10 to get there. My mom got lost and got off in the fashion district down there in downtown. That was the scariest, like, 20-30 minutes of my life cruising
I was 16 years old one time and we were going to a show at the Roxy and it was I had my 83 Nissan 720. I had two people in the front, two people in the bed. This is when you could ride in the bed in California. And we're driving and it was the night, what was that dude that got beat up during the Martin Luther
Rodney King
but you had the white dude that got beat up
the truck driver during the riots.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So it was the night of his trial.
Oh.
And so, like I think either the people got arrested or whatever, the trial happened. We're driving down and I get off before sunset. Yeah, on because sunset is like Highway 2 or something, and then there's another Highway 2 or something, and I got off at the wrong Highway 2. And I'm sitting at this light, and this huge man is looking at me, and I'm looking at him, and we're totally two different types of people.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't live down there. He lives down there. Yeah. And he looks at me, and he has a pipe in his hand, and he starts hitting the pipe in his hand.
You're like, okay.
Walking towards me. I was like, I'm going. I blew the red light.
Yeah. Dipped out of that.
Yeah.
So what I was going to say is like, yeah, so that was terrifying for me as a child. And then a few years ago when Kobe passed away, we went down there for the memorial and they had the street blocked off and stuff. And we were looking for parking and I hadn't been really in that part for a really long time. And we get out, we're walking around and I'm like, there's people out there walking their dogs. There's like, there's like the streets are clean. There's lights on. People are just walking around. And I was like, wow, what a stark contrast to how it was before. But that's maybe what might happen to that, you know, that other part.
Yeah.
It'll just,
yeah, I can see it happening. Cause when I was looking, when you're on the ground, it looks completely different than when you're in the sky. Mm-hmm. So when I was on the ground, I didn't see all this stuff. But then when I started reviewing the drone footage, I saw the projects that they were working on in these areas, you know, and I'm like, oh, there. And then if you look that street, we were on those old buildings where that movie studio is. Those are also old buildings. But it looks like they put new roofs on them. Like they took brand new buildings and set them on top of them.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it'll just be really interesting what that area looks like.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, probably, I don't know. I don't want to say for the better, but I don't know. We'll see. Yeah, we'll see how it goes. And hopefully, I'm really hoping that this, they keep going with this. You know, this is Vic's second year putting this together. And I really hope that he keeps with it. He did good. I contacted him. I got the official number. He said 130 trucks there.
Yeah.
And because you thought it was a little less, but he confirmed it was like 130. He actually said that some people kind of snuck in. Like it was like, I forget what he told me. It was like registered, but then a few kind of like at the end of that road where they kind of just snuck in.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He wants to kind of like shore that up a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
And his thing was they were selling wristbands to get inside the building and stuff. What he's going to try to do is like block the whole thing off. So like there's like one main entrance that you can come in and kind of enjoy the show. Cause like that's what he has to do that. He has to make money doing it to be able to do the show again.
You're limited on space. So you have, and if you're paying, I don't know what their budget is on whatever they're paying, if they're paying to close that street down or whatever, but yeah, so you just have to charge. I think he was charging like $10 or something.
Yeah,
which is nothing.
And if you trip over that, then I don't know what to tell you. Like that,
You're just supporting him, you know, at that point in time. It's like it's whatever. It's not like he's charging $25.
I know, like, but also like you can't like, and I'm not, and I don't, I never, I didn't hear one person complaining. I'm making up this person totally in my head, but if you're going to that show. Let's say you rock up there and you're like, okay, and they're like, oh, it's $10 to get in, and you start like tripping, like you can't then turn around and say that there's no shows going on.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like you said, no one did that.
No one did that. That's completely made up scenario in my head. But if there was someone who did that, you know. Yeah. But anyway.
But yeah, there was also, they had the Sixth Street Bridge closed and there was people were riding bikes back and forth.
I saw the videos and stuff that people are posting. I didn't even know that.
So I think, I don't know if this is true or not. And you think you remember hearing something, but you don't know if it's true or not. I think I remember them when they were building the new bridge that every once in a while they were going to close it down for bikes, just a bike back and forth on it for people. So I'm thinking that maybe it's once a month or something like that.
Maybe.
I'm not.
The only thing that I saw of it.
Imagine. I wish there was like this thing that I could just research.
I know. Just to like put in some
in 2 seconds
words. No, but for sure I did see that Mini Truck Revival posted a thing that said when you come down, be aware that there is this event going down.
Yeah.
So like it wasn't an official event. I don't know what it was. And that someone, I think you said that like you saw some guys riding bikes and then that were part of the show. They went up there, rode bikes, and then came back and hung out at the show. So
I didn't see that.
Maybe it was Eric. I don't know. I think actually Eric said that.
I know a lot of people walked up there and took pictures. So.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was really, really great show. I really hope that it continues to move forward. And I told Vic, I was like, hey, man, we're going to do our best, you know, to like talk about it, hype it up, you know, create content from it. And just like, I hope it just continues because I really like it.
Speaking of creating content to from it, I was real. That would have been the event, because we always talk about how we film stuff, you know, mm-hmm. like, and you were like taking that pocket and interviewing people about their trucks. Like mm-hmm. that would have been the event to do that at.
Yeah, I realized that. It also went by really fast.
I saw you filming. I saw you. It did go by fast.
Yeah.
That's the difficult part. And I'm like, yeah. it made me, because I saw you filming afterwards. Like you went and you did your closeout mm-hmm. filming. And I go, oh, he didn't really film anyone. And I go, we should try to plan that better next year.
Yeah.
To where, like, we set up earlier or we stay down there. It just gives us that extra little breathing room mm-hmm. to where, like, the pressure's not so on making a video like that looks like everybody else's video.
That's true.
You know, because mm-hmm. our videos, me and you film very similar. Our mm-hmm. videos are going to look super similar.
Yeah, they are.
So, you know what I mean? So if we could, like, help each other to where your video is different than my video and my video is different than your video, but then we both use those videos to, like, push the show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know how that works. You know what I mean? But
well, we have a whole year to plan it out again.
Yeah, because just using that pocket and interviewing people about their trucks is those. There's so many interesting trucks like that 84-88 that was in front of us that had the mm-hmm. factory 14-inch turbo wheels that he turned into 17s.
Yeah, that was cool.
He's telling me that, and I go, "Why?" I'm just listening to him tell me this, and I'm like, "Why am I not recording this?"
I know. Yeah,
I'm just like, that's so stupid. Like, it's not stupid. We just get. It's just hard sometimes.
Yeah, you know yeah, I mean? Yeah. Well, I mean, there's just like a lot of moving parts going on, yeah. and it was a little chaotic in the beginning trying to figure stuff out, you know. So, but we did, and we moved forward from that.
Yeah.
It was also again, it was also cool to see people Manuel. I don't know if his name is Manuel Manuel Moss Pinky. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I butchered your name, man. I know your name. I definitely know your
Frank
name.
Frank can't talk with the M's today. Can't say Muriel.
Manuel. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, that was cool that he won Best Paint.
Oh, yeah. That was super cool.
Yeah.
Like, the trophies they do are interesting, like Best Body Drop.
Yeah.
You know, like, and it's just, it's like, Vic was asking us like what we would pick for Best of Show.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of both told him the same thing. We're just like, it doesn't matter what you pick for Best of Show.
Yeah.
Because you have basically three different types of vehicles there, three mm-hmm. different types of mini trucks there. So it doesn't matter what you pick. You could pick whatever you want. Mm-hmm. It's not like our show, where our show, there's one type of mini truck there, bagged and body dropped.
Mm-hmm.
And we judge them based on a certain criteria. That one, though, you could judge it based, you could just do whatever you want. Like, yeah. They gave it to a Mini Cooper.
I know, I was about to say, and then they gave it to the most like out of the box mini truck there, which was, that thing was super cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. That thing was really rad. And that dude, had no idea any of this existed. I guess Vic met him through some deal or something, selling him some mm-hmm. seats. And he's like, "Hey man, I throw this show. You should come check it out." So here's
imagine
this guy.
If we were, imagine if like we have something that cool and we don't know about anything. And then we just go there and they're like, "You're the best thing here."
Yeah,
and you're
like, that is pretty wild.
Yeah.
That is pretty wild. He's just like, "Hey, thanks guys."
Yeah, yeah. Like you stumble across it on accident and you're the best at it.
Yeah.
You're like, "Oh, this is cool." Yeah. Oh. I don't know if this is cool or all these people just suck.
Oh. No, they didn't suck. It was just really cool for that guy to get it. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. I don't know. What else? That was it on that one.
Was that it on that one?
That is, we said it before, there's a lot of stuff going on around too. Freaktoberfest happened.
Yeah, there was the Laughlin show, Freaktoberfest, mm-hmm. and that show, and the Japanese car. So I want to go to that Japanese. If that Japanese car shows the next day, I want to make a whole weekend out of
it. Yeah, I think that, yeah, totally down. Yeah, that looks really cool.
Yep. What I was going to say, too, is the booth. Being that the show is small, mm-hmm. I brought out an extra like supply of T-shirts like to repack my bins. I brought all this stuff out, and I was thinking next year, I'm going to bring like five banners out of one banner. I'm going to bring three shirts out.
Scale it down a little bit.
I think we could even do a 10 by 10 and just do the front and the two sides of the booth.
Yeah, I think so too. I'd agree to that.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like a 10 by 10 tent and do that and just make it super, super, super simple. Because the show is so short and we treated it like it was a 2-day event.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because we were kind of already in that mindset coming off of that trip and everything. I did the same thing. I packed the 4Runner too much.
Yeah.
It was a little much because I had four full totes. I had banners. We had chairs. I had my camera gear. And I did feel like it was like very cramped when I could have done like two totes or three totes, you know, at the most.
And I could have just left two of my T-shirts at home. I could have left all of my banners at home except for like five, literally five banners. and hats.
Yeah.
Like, and then it would have just been everything. We wouldn't have been so cramped, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And it probably would have been a lot less like, and even it wasn't that stressful, but a lot less stressful.
Yeah.
You know, but we didn't like you had, cause like I've said before, and I'm not going to mention the B word. I'm not going to mention that, but like, I didn't go last year and you went, but now we both went. Now we have a good idea on what we want to do. We can make a way better plan. We can get there. We can execute it better. So I just, like I said, I hope Vic and it works out, and I'm pretty sure he's going to be doing it again.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I wish the date happened. Like, we knew the date sooner, but I know logistically that's difficult with those types of shows.
Well, especially in that area, because there's like, you know, we go to a lot of shows where the biggest problem is like, you know, I don't want to say the biggest problem, the problems, the circumstances are different there, because there, since you're in LA, you have this permit everything. It's like everything has to be approved and through. Yep. There's a lot of like different like chain of commands you have to go through to make that event happen, which I hope people, by me saying that, maybe hopefully if they didn't realize before, now they realize it or whatever, but they appreciate that, because that was a lot of work, a lot of footwork to make that thing happen.
Yep.
And I'm not saying other shows don't have the same amount of footwork. I'm just saying that's a bunch of things to do.
It is. Well, anytime you're dealing with something in a city, a large city, and then with public works, anything on public streets, anything like that, like, it's just a nightmare.
Well, especially in that city being a movie town where everything, there's
all those spaces down there are they're all rented. They rent them for movies.
Exactly. So like, it's not just popping up in a random spot, like all the real estate in that city, you know, I don't know what I'm trying to say, like, not mean something, but there's like, they know about it. They're not just going to let someone do something. You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's just, and that's how it's always been. It's always been like that.
Yeah.
It's not like a new thing, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah. So, all right.
And then, I talked to Oliver on the way home, cause he was about an hour behind me.
Oh yeah.
Coming
from, he went up to Freaktoberfest. Uh-huh.
Yep. He said it was awesome. Said it was really, really, really good event. He said that the guys that throw it are just, they know what they're doing. They really want to make that event. You know what I mean? Like, they put their same, like with Vic, and you know what I mean? Like, they're putting their time and effort and like to make this show really good.
Those guys work on that event all year.
Yeah.
It's not something they just throw up right at the end. They work diligently at it all year. And I give it up to those dudes.
If you're in the Arizona area, if you're in the Southern California area or the Pacific Northwest area, that show is centrally located to all of us. So we put this challenge to ourselves. As long as it's not on the weekend of any other event, it's not conflicting with any schedules, I want to put the challenge out there that we should all get to that event next year.
Yeah, I'm down. Yeah. I'm super down. Yeah.
Tell all your club, if you're in a club, then the rest of your club doesn't listen to this stupid podcast. tell the stupid people, let's go. It's a good time of year. It's you know what I mean? Like, it's Redding. It's a small city. So there's hotels there. You don't have to camp. Yeah. And it's a nice drive. You know, you could take the 395 up, you know, or do something, you know what I mean? And like, there's a bunch of different things you can do. So that's my challenge to everyone, is to get them to that event.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be really cool. Yeah, really stoked for that one. But yeah, man. What else is going on? You're doing Tacoma stuff tomorrow.
I am. I got a message Panda to make sure. I was supposed to do it Tuesday, so I got home Sunday at like 11:30 at night.
Oh yeah, how was that? Because you left straight after the show. You went home.
Yeah, I was tired.
You were tired. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was tired.
Yeah. It wasn't bad though. So get home, and then the next morning I was like, hey man, can we push this till Thursday? Cause I have like two or three videos I need to edit. I just need to like, I need to film the intro to this video with the Tacoma. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I need to clear the garage. I need to get the trailer out of the backyard. I need to do all this stuff. And so that's what I'm going to do after we're done recording this, is I'm going to go and clean the garage and get the trailer out and get the truck on the trailer and do all that stuff.
Heck yeah. That's exciting. I can't wait. I'm a fan just like everybody else. Like, I can't wait to see this thing come together and be built.
And there's going
to
be some surprises too come the end of this. So
nice.
We'll see if those surprises come to fruition or not. I don't want to say anything yet.
But. Yeah, no, I get it. I totally get it.
Yeah.
But so coming up, so we just came off of those worldness shows. We got a couple weeks, a little slow as far as not our lives. Our lives are always busy, but shows. Yeah. But we have a Day to Remember coming up. on November 9th.
Yeah, so is that November 9th?
It is.
Gosh. No, I just felt it was like earlier in November. I just spit all over my microphone.
Well, it's the first. I think that is the first.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Yeah. The 8th and 9th. Cause, well, we have SEMA, but I know if Cody's listening. Cody was like, hey, we should go to SEMA. And I was like, yeah, we should. And then I'm like, I don't want to go to SEMA.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, sorry, no SEMA stuff here either. I haven't done SEMA stuff in a long time.
The 9th. So I'm going to leave here the 8th and get up there.
Okay.
Taking the Maverick. And then Dino's Get Down's the next weekend.
The yeah.
15th, the following the 14th, weekend. Basically the 14th, 15th, and 16th.
Yeah.
Is that. And then the Kalaka show's the weekend after that. So we got three weekends. Oh, I forgot about the Kalaka.
Heck yeah. Nice.
Yeah. And then somewhere in there is Severn in the Southwest.
Well, that's December. So
just yeah, but so it's the weekend after Kalaka, 2 weekends after Kalaka's basically. When is our club Christmas party?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Rob?
I don't know, because we're gonna have to put that.
We're not just that. We're not slowing down. We're slowing down for like 2 weeks, and then it's just right back at it.
Yeah. That's what I meant. Like as far as shows, 2 weeks.
Yeah. You know what? I forgot to send you the. C10 Vato's Grinder TV artwork to put in the podcast.
I know. I've realized that afterwards.
People were like, send me that. I'm like, dude. Oh, yeah.
I was burnt when it got time because, like, because we filmed that on Saturday. We went to the show on Sunday and we're like, okay, when I get back, because it was going on my channel, add the clips we need to add. And basically, the way I did it was I gathered all the clips you gave me and the clips I had and then just waited to hear the, like, how do I put this? Like, I watched the clips. I said, okay, this is what we have. And then just waited to say those things and then put them in. And I just totally forgot about the C10 thing. Cause once I got like to the part where all those clips were used, I'm done.
Yeah. Well, that's the only ones I remembered. I was like, what should we put? Cause the most important one to me was like a couple of the dragon clips and then the picture of the cliffs overhanging the road.
Yeah. Those made it in there. But I was like, I was on empty. I'm all, okay, just do this. Just get it. And then you didn't even notice this. Monday morning, get a text from Kenny. And he's like, hey, man, it's episode 12? And I was like, oh, damn it.
You've done that a couple of times.
I know.
Yeah.
So I went back. 128.
128. And it's what's funny, too, is we didn't, we usually, will like, you will be uploading or whatever. And you're like, what are we calling this episode?
Oh, I didn't even ask. I just.
No, we didn't ask each other. We just. But then I looked, I'm like, oh, we called it the same thing, obviously was really easy.
Yeah. Well, that's what I had figured as well. But yeah, by the time I was like done and that was uploaded, I'm like, I'm out.
Yeah.
But yeah, but it was a lot of fun. It's totally worth it. I love doing this. And it was fun, man. That show was so cool. Trying to think if there's anything else notable about the whole weekend. No, it was cool.
It just went by too fast.
That's exactly a blur.
Yeah, and I think that was due to staying at your house and leaving so early in the morning and just being so tired and rushing. And I think next year, I'll come out Thursday, stay at your house, and then Friday we'll just head down there.
I think that's probably a better idea.
Or however
way into it.
Yeah. And just stay down there somewhere and just take it all in that way.
The Day to Remember Dino's thing is going to be a whirlwind too. Cause like we're going to do that show. I'm going to come back here. And then I think I'm headed out to your place like Tuesday or Wednesday.
You're coming out.
Well, am I still picking up shirts for you?
Yes.
I have to.
Well, you don't have to come out Tuesday. You can come out Thursday if you want.
We were talking about that. And I'm like, why did I say,
were we talking about guests?
Yeah, maybe we're talking about guests, but that might be too much because like that's a pretty crazy week, especially for you, like getting ready and everything. So
it might be too much. My thing is on Dino's week is Wednesday. I will load my trailer with everything. And then Thursday I will drive down.
That's why I said come out Wednesday. I don't know why I said Tuesday, but that's why I said come out Wednesday so I can help you on Thursday.
Yeah,
I think maybe that's what I said.
Maybe
I
don't know. We'll Wednesday would be a good day because Wednesday, go drop the trailer, set the booth up, and then I'm gonna leave the trailer there and the trailer parking area, not in the booth.
Yeah.
And then pick up Chupas at the airport, and then the Tray 5 open house.
I think that's why I said I'm gonna come out Wednesday, so I can because I always miss the Tray 5 open house because I always get out there too late. So
and Thursday's a fun day. It's just like a super just like. That's why I love Dino's, right? So Mini Truck Showcase, I love Mini Truck Showcase. I wish there was, I like when shows are over multiple days.
Yeah.
Because it just, from a vendor perspective,
mm-hmm.
you know, it just, it allows you to enjoy it more. When yeah. it's rushed, when it, it's like Cruise to the Pines. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's just like, there, done, gone. It's mm-hmm. like, well, what happened? I didn't even get to enjoy it.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
No, yeah, that week is going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. But yeah, so lots of stuff coming up. I'm going to have a new shirt by then.
You're gonna have for Dino's.
Yeah, you're gonna have a new shirt for Dino's. I'm gonna have a new shirt for Dino's that I'm sliding into your booth.
Yeah, I have. Oh, I have another new T-shirt.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh wow, I got
another one.
Oh my gosh, look at us! Look at us!
We're just doing stuff.
We're just out here doing things. Yeah, of course. Are you gonna send it to me?
Yeah, I can do that. It's so this is just a picture of the screen.
Okay.
It's not a picture. It's just, where'd it go? Oh, there it is. Okay.
Oh, nice. I like that.
Yeah.
It's so, it's the other side.
It's the other side.
It's the other side.
Yeah.
Different truck. That's sick. That's super yeah. cool. Is this your flash or is that part of the shirt?
That's Daniel's flash.
Oh, okay.
Daniel sent me the picture of it on his screen.
Right. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Because I'm all, that's a little glaring.
Yeah. No, that's just, he told me, because that's just a reflection. This isn't the actual picture. Yeah. It's a picture of his screen. So
that's cool. Super cool. Yeah. That's so funny because I'm coming out with the same truck.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's 6772.
Yeah.
That's what the other one is. That's what the one that me and Joe
are. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's a 6772 as well.
Yeah.
6772. Like Ronnie says.
Yeah.
But yeah, man.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so we're in an hour. I don't know how long you have. We do have questions if you want to go.
Oh, sure. Yeah, let's do a couple of those. I got some time.
Okay. I'm going to do the dropping in.
All right, ready?
Drop. Dropping in. Drop in. Drop. I dropped everything. I knew the drops would come. Drop it.
I hate being old.
Oh, man. This is from Roulette.
Oh, okay.
He's got four questions.
Oh, no.
We're only going to answer three, though.
Okay, that's fine. Why? Is one very personal?
It's just off topic.
Oh.
Question time.
Yep.
Do you think Chevy Avalanches will be classics one day?
No. I mean, they will be classic in the sense that they're very old.
Yeah. there are some that will be. I want to say that they made a 2500 or a heavy duty Avalanche.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think they did. I could be wrong, but I think they did. Those would be cool. And then an Avalanche will be like not a classic, but it will be one of those things like.
What makes a car? What makes something classic? Is it like they make a lot of them? Is it like a certain style? Because if I was to be so bold, a Silverado is a classic like that because that body yeah. style. It's like it you don't realize it until you put two together. But if you look at like a 80 square body Chevy and you look at a brand new Chevy, it's the same lines. Like that's so that would be classic. They have that same line all the way through with minor adjustments here and there, making it better. But to me, that would be classic. Like
yeah, I don't know what makes what do you guys think makes something classic?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah,
is it just how old it is? Is it the style of what it is?
Yeah.
You know, because like technically, and this is
kind of how impactful it was.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like that, those Silverados are impactful, you know. It's like a 72 Lincoln is a classic vehicle.
Yeah.
You know, but also on the other side of the coin, when I was young, if you said, here's a 72 Lincoln, I'd be like, get lost. But now I'm like, that's a pretty cool looking car. So,
yeah.
Who knows?
And also, it's also kind of relative because like classics, you know, 60s. Into the early 70s, but then you go to mid 70s to mid 80s, like those are all just junk. But to some people they're classics, and they're kind of coming back, like the late 70s Trans Ams and Camaros and stuff. Like they're now classics, and they're.
I just watched a video on what are they the Toyota A611 or something like that. You know,
like the 86s.
Yeah, yeah. That is that what they're called?
Like the little rear wheel drive hatchbacks.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I just watched a video on that. Like, those were just economy, like, not good cars.
And yeah.
Now
yeah.
they're like, that is the car to have, you know? And yeah. that's also could what makes a car classic. Because, like, that is just a whatever kind of car, but there was some anime or some like Japanese like cartoon that featured that car and just made it look like the coolest thing in the world. And now that's why people want that car. It's like a 57 Chevy. Like 57 Chevys are synonymous with Americana and like, you know, movies. And if someone was to say like, describe to me a classic car, they would pick a 57 Chevy, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that has a lot to do with it. Pop culture, film. They're not making movies about avalanches, bro. Sorry.
Sorry,
bro. Rose sitting on his avalanche. He's all, one day.
he also said, what rimmed and tire combo should he put on his avalanche next?
Well, you should take a really, really nice set of billet wheels, of course, because it's a full size. You should buy yourself a really nice one, wrap some nice rubber around them. Take it, pull your truck out, and buy a Silverado, pull it in, and put those on a Silverado, and drive that.
Poor Ro.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I have one more thought on that. The only cool avalanche I ever saw, not that Rose is not cool, but the only cool avalanche I ever saw was that white one that Nocturnal built back in the day. It had like 30s on it, had that crazy front suspension. I don't think it ever got finished. But
there was one back east too that was body dropped and pretty sick. I'm not a fan of avalanches.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of the utilitarian part of the avalanche.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a fan of the looks of the avalanche, even though like I kind of have a mini avalanche now with the Maverick.
Yeah. Okay. Fair. You know, fair.
Kind of, but not really. Mm-hmm. That would be more of a Ridgeline, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah. Just never was a fan of them. In fact, if you Google like top 10 worst vehicles, the avalanche is on there.
No way.
I used to make fun of this guy in the club that loved him. And I think he got real mad at me and like got out.
Oh, sheeks.
Like, deleted me on Facebook. I used to talk crap.
It's an acquired taste. Another one comes to mind, and Richard Rush, you know, guy from Freaks, he's got that Sport Track. Sport Tracks have a very similar
utilitarian kind.
Yeah.
It was funny because I saw a clean Sport Track in the Winco parking lot, and I took a picture. Same color as that one too.
Oh, really?
From Freaks, and I sent it to Dower, and he's like, "Dang!" And then literally, we went to there and saw that one on bags.
That's funny. Well, he's had that one for a long time.
Yeah, and Roulette's Avalanche has been really good to him.
Like
It's a 2004. It's the same year as my Titan.
Oh, really? And it's still trucking too.
It still does what he needs to do. It's funny because I used to hate him, and now I look at him and I go, and I don't know what it is. I don't like them. I just like, I don't know if they've grown on me or
maybe
or
when something. He lowered his, I definitely kind of like peeked my eyes like, oh.
And I love that it's orange.
Yeah, like, that's a cool color.
Like, it is a cool color. Mm-hmm.
Rose just like, damn, dude.
He's like, jeez, just kick me while I'm down.
Right.
He said, oh, and he said, what's your favorite all-time show vehicle? He said, this may have been asked before.
Like one that's been built?
I don't know.
I don't know. There's a lot of them.
Too many.
I just saw, I mean, this is funny because I literally just saw, but Josh Freeman's Toyota, that's one of them.
Yeah, I would say that one, and then you could freaking name a couple of them. Yep, that one too. Yep, that one too. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that's being built right now that you know of that is going to be like, you're like, yes, like that could be my.
I just thought about this. That's going to be so sick when it's finished. Oh my gosh. Now I'm on the spot and I can't remember it. But yeah, there are a couple out there that are being built right now that are going to be killer.
So there's a guy named Austin Rowe. Do you remember that Ford Ranger with the engine sticking out of it? That was it.
Oh yeah.
Mini Nats the last few years.
The square body.
Yeah. So he was keeping this under wraps, but he already took it to a show. And let me find it. He sent it to me. He's building something that is unlike anything else that's out there right now.
Are you sending it to me right now?
Yeah, I'm going to send it to you right now. At first he was like, yeah, check this out. I'm not showing anybody. I'm not doing this. I'm trying to get it for, I think he's having another kid and he's trying to get it done before that happens. And so he can get it to Mini Nats and all that stuff. But it's a truck that no one ever builds. And he did something to it that made it even more unique.
Oh, I've seen. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool. When I first saw this picture like this, I was like, oh, I've seen that before. I've seen those done before. But then I was like, oh, wow. Well, yeah, obviously someone has seen it because this is sitting at a show.
That's what I'm saying. At first, I wouldn't even be talking about this now.
Right.
But since he took it to a show this last weekend, now it's fair game.
Oh, this was at, what show was this at?
I don't know.
Oh, it's really cool. I like it. It's definitely a different take.
those trucks are hard to make look good.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But I think the wheel combo that he picked really, really makes it look good.
And also the attention to detail about, like, and I don't know if we're gonna put, I don't think we're not gonna put a picture of it. We're just kind of vaguely talking about this.
No, we can put a picture. Oh, we took it to a show, so this is it's all fair game now.
Okay, so what it is? It's a Jeep truck that he's turned into a four door truck with a long bed. Is that, I don't know if it's a long bit, but what I'm saying is like, we often talk about plans and attention to detail and execution. The way they section that rear door, instead of just shoving another big door back there and ending up with this super long, weird cab, sectioning the rear door so it's proportionate to the cab. Like, that's the kind of stuff that, like, you're like, that's the one right there.
Yeah. I'm excited to see this one at Mini Nats. That's a important rear doors. I've seen a few Toyota quad cabs and people just go, oh, it'd be sick to do a quad cab mini truck long bed. And yes, but if you don't make the back door look right,
that's what I'm saying. I've seen it before. They just look too long.
They took too long, or they're leaning the wrong way. Mm. The pillars, like, they just put the back door in there, and it's just like, so you have this A pillar that's like this, this B pillar that's like this, and then you have another, like, leaning window in the back, and it's like this instead of squaring it off, like, because you got to make it, you got to do it right.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. That's super killer.
Yeah, so I'm excited about that one.
Yeah, definitely.
It's cool that people, I was thinking about this the other day, it's cool people send us their projects.
Yeah, it is really cool.
And then I also feel bad because sometimes I'm like, heck yeah, that's cool. Sometimes I don't know what to say.
Same.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, I'll just be like, I'm excited for you.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, but it's if I ever come across that I'm not excited, it's not that. It's just sometimes in Texas, it's like, because they're doing this amazing thing.
Yeah. That we can't do.
This guy is in his garage building a quad cab Jeep truck thing. I will never be. My Tacoma's in the garage has been there for 5 months because I'm waiting for front suspension to be put on. And these people are in there just doing it.
Just doing the damn thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And people are like, so what's up with the Tacoma? I'm like, oh, I'm waiting for someone else to do it.
And when you put it that way, it is pretty funny.
It is pretty funny. Yeah. So these people are the true heroes.
Oh, yeah. They're my heroes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What's Rose's other questions? He was talking about
his. That was the three questions.
What's the off the old wall one? Let's hear it.
No.
No, it's really that off the wall?
Well, it's just things you don't want to talk about on the podcast.
Oh, okay. Post-podcast. Yeah, post-podcast. He's all, who are you voting for?
Let's get into the weeds. Yeah.
What's your favorite religion? Like, it's a TV show.
I know.
Well, I was really into this one, but then season two got a little weird, so we switched.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, that's cool.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, that's some questions. And we need more questions, of course. I'll always drop questions either on the YouTube. Actually, it's better if you go to the Instagram, the drop of Frank and Brian, all one word, drop them in there.
Yep.
That way they're a little more centrally located.
Yeah. And also remind us sometimes, because sometimes I'll forget to screen cap the questions or I'll forget to put them in the thing, and then it gets a few episodes in the mix and I forget. So if I have not answered your question, just copy and paste it again and say, hey, pay attention.
Hey,
and
I'll like, hey, we have, there's things that need to be answered around here.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I also like the animal
teaser
responses that we got.
I thought you were going to give me a little compliment and talk about how good the teaser was, but it's okay.
Which teaser?
The one I posted today. You didn't see that?
Oh, I did. I just hit accept.
Okay. You're like, I'm not going to watch it.
No, but, that's the teaser that I originally thought. I was like, that'd be a good teaser because it would get more people into.
Yeah, I knew it was going to definitely do one this week, but I just want to start off the week kind of like, oh, look, we were talking about sports and stuff, you know. Set the tone before
One
of my favorite things to do on the on all the teasers, I don't know if you've probably noticed, is picking out the cover photo for it, basically.
Yeah.
And it's always something we're like doing, like arms waving.
Well, it's funny because if you go back through the ones you picked, they're all of you. Because you're more animated. Me, I'm just like this.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
And so I do the same thing because I'm just like trying to find me in there to break it up every once in a while.
And you're just very stoic. And I'm just like,
yeah. So I need to do this.
Yeah.
I need to make a couple and I could just choose one and then put it in there.
You just sit in your office to take photos of yourself just doing random things.
Just, I'm not even talking to you.
No, I know. Yeah, you're all by yourself.
And I go,
yeah.
I like it. I go, no one's talking to me.
Yeah. Chelsea's like, what are you doing?
She always wonders that.
Yeah, same. Yeah, she's the same. But.
Okay.
All right. Well, go to our websites, livelifecustom.com, grander-tv.com. And we'll see you soon at a show.
If you want talls of well, at least mine, make sure to get on my list of talls, because I have a list of people that always want talls, but sometimes don't see when I'm doing a pre-order.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I do like a tall subscription. So anytime I make a shirt, I automatically make you a tall.
Cool.
So if that's you, get with me.
Yep. Sounds good. All right, then. Well, we'll see you next week.
Later.
Bye.